Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, our extended show brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Sunday Biz, Faith in Business on the Edge. With me, I am streaming live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. I am Margaret Jackson, Small Business Radio Personality from AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show. And you can always join us at our new time on Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Feel free to drop in and listen anytime. We stream live, broadcast locally and satellite all over the planet. If you want to dial into tonight's show, you can dial in at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. I am back to doing Faith in Business on the Edge, a passion of mine to connect our faith to our purpose, our career, our business, why we're here. And I'm excited about that. Tonight, I want to talk about the power of a Proverbs 31 woman, a two-part series. Tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the foundation. I can't give you the second part until I give you the first part. I need to set the foundation for you to understand God's original blueprint, God's original plan for women, for the female, and what you're supposed to do and what his instructions were and what you're supposed to do. If you don't know, I am a coach here in Silicon Valley, but I'm also an ordained Christian minister. And although I don't get to share that on my regular talk show, AM 1220 KDOW Radio, Business and Finance Radio, I get to share it here, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be a Christian, and I love the Lord so much. And I hope you've had a great Sunday, and hopefully we can cap it off tonight with some power about God's women, setting the gender gap straight, reconciling the gender gap, restoring women to their rightful position and God's plan and purpose for them on the planet. And so we're going to go back to the beginning. So we've got plenty of time. We've got about 40 minutes. And so I'm going to take my time and walk through this. So here's a question for you. What was God's original plan for the female? I want you to think about that. What was God's instructions in the beginning? Let's read about it. Let's find out. So Genesis 1, and I'm going to back up. I'm going to go to Genesis. Usually I start at 127. Genesis 1 and 27. I'm going to start at Genesis 26. And we're going to read down to Genesis 28. Then God said, and I'm reading out of the Complete Jewish Bible. Then God said, let us make humankind, mankind in our image, in the likeness of ourselves. And let them rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the animals, and over all the earth, and over every crawling creature that crawls on the earth. So God created humankind, mankind, in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Verse 28, God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over or dominion, have dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and every living creature that crawls on the earth. I'm going to break this apart and talk to you about God's blueprint. And hopefully when you listen, and I, our men that are listening, listen up. God has a plan for his women, always has, always has. And we need you to hear this same word. The women out there, we need you to hear this same word. And when I say we, I'm saying Holy Spirit, the God in me that's giving this talk, this radio show tonight, using me as his vessel. So let's go back to, so God created humankind. And I'm going to grab another version. I've got text open all over my desk here. So we're going to take our time because this is about helping you fulfill your purpose. This is about ensuring that you complete your assignment, and God has a desire for you to complete your assignment as women, as females. So I'm going to go back to the King James Version, and we're going to go back to Genesis 28. And God blessed them. No, let's go back to 27. So God created man, humankind, humanity, in his own image, in the image of God, in the image of God, in the image of God. What is his image? Created he him, male and female. What's the image of God? Male and female is in the image of God. Created he them. In the Complete Jewish Bible, he says, so God created humankind in his own image, in the image of God, in the image of God, in the image of God. He created him. What's his image? Who is his image? What does his image look like, male and female? He created them. The image of God is always and has been male and female. He says, let's go back to 26. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, in the likeness of ourselves, and let them rule. His likeness and image is male and female. That right there should settle for you. Male and female should settle for you, to you, the gender gap. We are created in the image of God, male and female, to do what? Rule over. Now, I want to point out that in this moment, God creates spirit. the spirit of male and female, or the soul, the part of you that spirit and soul are not the same things. He creates himself in humanity. He creates the spirit of man, male and female. Woman man are not at this moment in their physical bodies. Male and female at this moment are spirit in the likeness and image of God. So your maleness, your femaleness is the image of God. Now we're talking about women tonight. And so God says, let us create them. So he creates himself in the earth, a representation, male and female, spirit. And then he tells them to do five things. What's your purpose on the planet? To be fruitful, which means to bear fruit, to grow, to multiply, multiplication, increase, fill up, fill the earth, replenish, subdue it, rule over, or take dominion. And I want you to digest this because it's so powerful. This topic is so passionate to me because we're majoring on the minors in this world. And we want to keep women in some place less than God's original plan. She's just the wife. I worked with a client many years ago once. Once. You know, you work with someone or you have an experience with someone, you're like, oh, yeah, that'll be only one time I interact with them, right? Once. And this male, we're having a conversation. Excuse me. And about the roles of man and woman. And he said that, oh yeah, all women are subservient to men. So I began to respond. And by the time I finished responding, he was like, oh, okay. He had a whole nother perspective or information to have a new perspective, because women are not subservient to anyone in the context, in this context that he's trying to use. And I don't want to get into the fall of man right now. I'm talking about what happened prior to the fall of man. And let me just be clear before someone takes it in a different direction. Well, the fall of man makes women subservient. No, Jesus restored everyone when he died on the cross, male and female. We need to understand, you need to understand, we need to understand God's positioning of male and female. He set this up in the beginning. He set you up. He set up male. He set up female. But what does he tell us to do? Us to do. So So ladies out there says, yeah, you rah. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to tell my husband. I'm going to tell my boss. No. Listen to what God says. This is not a place where we go male bashing. We're not male bashing. That's not what this is about. This is reconciliation. This is reconciliation. There's no better place to be but to be in the center of God's will. Just no better place to be. And sometimes that's a hard place to be. And women, we've been there, mispositioned by the world, by men, yes. But we also have to take our part in allowing ourselves to be in a wrong position. And what do I mean by that? I love being a wife. I love being a mother. But I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businesswoman. I'm fruitful. I multiply. I fill up. I subdue. I take dominion. What? Come on, y'all. Let's keep it real. Let's just be real. This is not a cookie cutter. It's on the edge for a reason, and hopefully on the edge in a great way to get you to understand that your faith is important to this whole thing, this whole plan. God has a plan for you. He always has. There's a plan for male and female, and he gave us some instructions. And so he says, God created humankind in his own image, in the image of God, created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and every living creature that crawls on the earth. He said to them. So let me put it like this. Rulership and dominion only by male is only part of God's plan. It's not the fulfillment of the entire plan and purpose. If you leave female out in subduing and being fruitful and multiplying and filling up and taking dominion, on your own, male, on your own, it is only part of the representation of God's image in the earth. Same thing goes for female. If you are only subduing, being fruitful, multiplying, filling up, taking dominion without your male counterpart, you're only representing part of God's image in the earth. In order for us to represent in our purpose, in God's full image in the earth, is for us to subdue together, be fruitful together, multiply together, replenish, fill up together, rule over, take dominion together, them in his image, which means that putting female beneath you as male is out of the context in which God set up this whole thing, this whole purpose. Out of context of the image he wanted, the likeness that he wanted in the earth. So if we can't get this right, I can't go on to part two next week. So my male brothers out there, you have a responsibility to restore your wife in her rightful position. or your sister. She is not beneath you. She is not above you. She's not in front of you. She's not behind you. She is standing with you. Female, women, power women, warriors out there, it is your responsibility to step it up. We are three parts, right? We know that we're spirit, soul, and body, but we're also female, woman, mother, woman, mother, wife. Now, not all women are going to be wives and mothers, but you will all be female. Female. Now, if you and look up the definition of what female means. This is not a gender identity conversation. And that is, if you look up that definition, it is about the biology, not the emotional, but this is about the biology. And so we know there's a lot of things going on, and this is not that conversation. And we might have that conversation here and really talk about, because I like talking about difficult topics. We have to have these conversations. We can't be scared. But this is about God's definition of male and female in the image of God, in his image. So this is about his image and his likeness. Not everyone may not feel like they are in the image of and the likeness of God. But this is in his image and his likeness to be represented in the earth, to take dominion, to fulfill your purpose in the planet. He has plans for you, his purpose for you. And you need to know that. You need to embrace that and understand that he put you at the table. You know, we talk about, as women, we belong at the table. Well, God put you at the table in Genesis 1, 26, 27, and 28. He put you at the table, females. He put you at the table with your male, our male counterparts. This is a couple. He has brought himself as a couple. And then we see later that Adam is formed. Eve is formed. And God breathes into them life. This should just totally blow your mind and settle in you your place in the planet. That doesn't mean that you go back to your husband or your male counterparts and wave your finger. No. Understand your place and your position and operate from that base of confidence that you are created and made in the image and the likeness of God, male and female, together to take dominion and represent his likeness and who he is in the earth, in your profession, in your book writing, in your authoring, in your singing, in your profession, in your discipline, being an entrepreneur, being a pastor. You know, the call of God is not about standing behind a pulpit. The purpose in your life is not the world is vast. Purpose is vast. Maybe it's to be a Steph Curry. Maybe it's to be a doctor, a lawyer, or but you will be, if you get this, you will be immovable, unshakable, because your base is from being created in the image and the likeness of God, male and female. He created them. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to break down the five instructions that God gave us to live by.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
We're back to Faith Sunday Biz, Faith and Business on the Edge. If we're talking about power of a Proverbs 31 woman, part one. We're talking about reconciling the gender gap, restoring women to their rightful position in God's plan and purpose for them on the earth. If you want to dial in, ladies, and chat about it, reconciling, you can call in at 516-531-9868. So let's talk about being fruitful. God gave us five instructions. The first instruction was to be fruitful, to bear fruit. And I took a concordance and wanted to really get back to the original text, what it really meant for each one of these. To be fruitful, number one. To bear fruit, to bring forth, to grow and increase. This is what being fruitful means as well, Coach. What should I pick? What should my job be? What should I... There's so much to choose from, right? Isn't that mind-blowing? That's free will. That's what God has laid before you. He says, I want you to do these five things and all of these cool things you can do. My son, when he was a little boy, one of the things we wanted him to do, to learn, to figure out. My son is so beautiful. He has this great gift of compassion, just a sweetheart. He's 28 years old today. He's growing up in the things of God, sweetheart. And so when he was a little boy, we laid before him opportunities. We took some of our cues from things that we saw that he was interested in. So for a while, he was into choo-choo trains, right? He was into choo-choo trains, so Thomas the Tank Engine was a big deal at our house. And we thought, well, maybe he'll be a conductor on it, you know. And so we bought all kinds of Thomas the Tank stuff, and we'd take him to the Thomas the Tank Engine store, and we would go to the hobby shops, and you know, when we would take him to school, we'd roll down the windows in front of we'd get stopped by a train, and you'd hear that train barreling through, and he'd be like, "Woo!" He would be like, "Hey, that's so fun." He was a kid loving those choo-choo trains. Thomas the Tank Engine videos, we were coming out of our ears. Then that kind of fell off. He got into dinosaurs. And he was 5 or 6 years old, and he came home from school, and he says, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, I want to be a paleontologist." I'm like, first of all, where did you, what? At that time, I'm like, okay, so what is a paleontologist? I was in my 20s, big 20s. Like, let me look that up. I figured it had to do with, what is that? Dinosaurs. So we were dinosaurs. We came out of, I mean, just out of our ears with dinosaurs. And, you know, we went from Legos, and he was building. And so he was doing all this engineering. So we just went through a lot of different things to figure out what he was going to bear fruit in, what he was going to grow into, how he was going to increase. Like all, maybe not all boys, little boys, you know, for girls, we want to be an actress and actress or a dancer, and boys want to, you know, have fast cars and be in a band. So we went through the drums thing. So I got him a snare drum, got him a cool pearl drum. I said, "You learned this and you did great and you're in band. And you really want to do it, we'll get you a whole kit." Fell off. There's a whole world. God gives you a whole world. And as parents for our children, we should be helping them. Our little ones growing up. So women, if you're trying to figure out, and maybe you don't know yet, but explore. God says, explore. I'm giving you all of these different things you can do. It's what's so wonderful about God is that purpose, passion, what you're designed to do is already in you. And so you have to start investigating and looking inside yourself, praying and talking to God and figuring out what are you designed to do. And so we kept digging in our son. We kept digging. And then we started drawing. I bought him some art books. And he kept drawing, and he kept drawing, and he kept drawing, and he started drawing superheroes, and he started drawing and drawing and drawing and drawing. And guess what? Today, my son's an illustrator, storyboard artist. We put him in art instruction schools. We put him in Charles Schultz Art Instruction School in ninth grade, going through a correspondence course while going to school. Kept him in that till he finished. He graduated to get college credits. He kept going and kept going. He found what clicked for him. He found his purpose. He found what he was designed to do. It was always in him. But it was like a treasure hunt. And so he loves that stuff. And guess what? He loves it today as well. He loves speaking. He has a Twitch channel. So understand that God has such great plans for you. And I know this is going to mess you up, but you can do more than one thing. You can do more than one thing. Statistically, today, we're told that you will have five different careers. Sorry about that. You've heard that. Careers. My phone going off. In your lifetime. Millennials for sure. Those are coming for sure. So be open. Be open to the call of God in your life, the purpose. So be fruitful. Grow. Increase. Grow. Learn. Multiply. Multiply means to increase or cause to increase greatly in abundance, in number, and quantity. Entrepreneurs. We have more women exiting the corporate world to start their own businesses today. Fill up, replenish. Replenish. Replenish what? Accomplishments. Replenish, fill up and replenish is so interesting. Fill, to fill. Also means to replenish, accomplish, confirming, be full of. I love this. Be full of in a wide application. A wide application of what? Accomplishments. Satisfaction. That's God's plan and purpose. We says, God, get your glory out of my life. Get your glory out of my life. I'm Margaret Jackson, Coach Jackson. From AM 1220 KDOW here in Silicon Valley, if you're just tuning in. Fill up. Wide application of what? Accomplishments. What did I accomplish? God says, whatever you want, accomplishment. You want to run track? Be accomplished. Run for us, run, right? Could be the Olympics. Could be being great in college. Be fulfilled. Be satisfied. God gets his glory out of your life by you fulfilling the different purposes, different times and seasons. We're different people in different seasons. I'm not a four-year-old little girl anymore. So I don't do four-year-old little girl stuff. And when I was 4 years old, I accomplished being 4 years old in its complete fullness. Whatever that was. Right? Purpose. Your rightful place. God established it when he created male and female in his image and likeness. Remember, his image and likeness is male and female, to take dominion, to represent his image and likeness in the earth. He loves you. He loves every single person on the planet. I don't care what you think you've done. For him not to love you, he loves you. I just want to say that. Recently, I had a young man tell me, I've done so much. Sidetracking here for a second, but I don't think God will ever forgive me. Not true. There is nothing that you can do that's so horrible that God cannot forgive you. He loves you. He loves you. Simple as that. So you're just going to have to deal with that. He loves you. And he loves male and female taking dominion together. Husband and wives taking dominion together. Male and female working together in his image and likeness. How powerful. I've got about 4 minutes, so I got to wrap this up. Subdue. What does subdue mean? I'm doing a whole lot of subduing. To conquer. Bring in subjection. Bring into bondage. You said bring into bondage. Some things you need to bring into bondage. Some things that you don't need as part of your subduing distracting you. So I have to subdue and bring into bondage wrong thoughts, insecure thoughts, all kinds. So you subdue, you keep that under, and then you go conquer. You know, it's hard to conquer if you're afraid. If you're going to run a race, and if you don't think you can win, the likelihood of you winning is like extremely low. You probably won't win. Get your head in the game. So get your head in the game, guys. Get your head in the game. Why? Because they want to win. You have to bring it into subjection so you can go conquer. Go conquer. You know, we've got this whole theory now, this imposter syndrome we keep talking about. I hear women more concerned about it than men. You're not an imposter. You're always learning. You're always growing. Don't absorb being an imposter. You're exploring. If you don't know something, learn, grow. But don't call yourself an imposter. Bring it into subjection. Be great. You were called to greatness. You were born into greatness. You were born into the image and the likeness of God himself. Dominion. Rule over. Dominion. You know who understands dominion and ruling over are monarchies. And we're seeing, we just are watching everything that's going on in the UK and how this whole of the world, we're a democracy, right? But they understand dominion. They understand rule over. Kings understand. Queens understand. They prevail against things. They reign. They rule over. Reign and rule over your life. Reign and rule over and take dominion in your workplace. Take your rightful place. Lead. Prevail over. Be excellent. All of this in the image and the likeness of God. The power of a Proverbs 31 woman starts with God in the beginning. God said, let us make male, let us make humankind in our own image. Let us make them male and female. To do what? To take dominion. That's your purpose. That's the plan of God. That's the blueprint. Next week, we're gonna come back, and I'm going to talk to you about the Proverbs 31 woman. And we're going to find out how fantastic she was and what her husband was saying, what her children were saying, what the men at the gate were saying, because she was so powerful. You are powerful. You are supposed to be at the table. You are at the table because God put you there. God bless you. And keep you, make his face shine upon you. I've got to get out of here tonight. Be blessed and be the power woman that God has called you to be. And men, give her room and space to be exactly that. Amen. Amen.